The Devil Wears Prada. Copyright Lauren Weisberger, 2003. Published by arrangement with HarperCollins Publishers Limited. Adapted by Jane Rollison. The Devil Wears Prada. Chapter 1. The Interview. I stood in the lobby of the Elias Clark building. Beautiful women and men went in and out of the lifts. They had perfect hair and perfect bodies and wore fabulous clothes. This world was new to me, and I knew nothing about it. I come from a small town in Connecticut. I studied English at Brown University in Providence. At Brown, we wore jeans and jumpers. We went walking in the country and wrote about English books and plays. We never thought about fashion. I was just back from travelling for 3 months in Europe and Asia with my boyfriend, Alex. I was sleeping on the floor of my best friend Lily's flat, and I was looking for a job. I wanted to be a magazine writer. I really wanted to work for The New Yorker. So I wrote letters to all the New York magazine publishers and asked for a job. Any job. I had one answer, from Elias Clark. They published lots of magazines, from serious to film to fashion. It's difficult to get into magazines right after university, said Sharon. Sharon was the girl who met me in the lobby at Elias Clark. There are very few jobs and the pay isn't great. We have one fantastic job right now, but it's going to go fast. We sat down. Do you know who the editor of Runway magazine is, Andrea? I didn't. Her name is Miranda Priestley, she said quietly. She is the most important woman in fashion in the world. Emily is her first assistant, and we are looking for someone to be her second assistant. So here I was, in a lift in the Elias Clark building, heading for Runway magazine on the 17th floor. I looked down at my cheap suit and my flat shoes. Maybe I'll just go home now. Emily met me. She looked fabulous, but she didn't smile. It's a hard job, she said. Some days you have to work 14 hours, and there is no editorial work, no writing. As Miranda's second assistant, your job is to look after her. You help her to live her life and do her job. It's great. Just great. You spend every day with this fantastic woman. A million girls out there would love this job. Sounds great, I said, and I wasn't lying. Miranda fired the last two girls after only a few weeks, said Emily. But work 1 year for Miranda and you can get a job on any magazine in New York. And then I met Miranda. What brings you to Runway, Andrea? She asked. She was English and spoke in a very British way. I know that you're looking for an assistant, I said. I've talked to Sharon and Emily and I think I'm perfect for the job. I was so wrong for this job. It wasn't just my hair and clothes. My attitude was even more wrong. I knew nothing about fashion and I didn't care. So why did I suddenly want the job so much? Maybe because a million other girls wanted it too. She asked me lots of questions about myself. So, you want to be a writer, she said. Does that mean you're not interested in fashion? Oh, no, I love fashion, I lied. And I want to learn more about it. I would love to write about fashion one day. Where did that come from?
Which magazines do you read? She asked.
Well, I get The New Yorker and Newsweek every week. And then I read Time magazine sometimes. And I read all the travel magazines.
And do you read Runway, Andrea?
No. She looked at me for 10 seconds without speaking. The interview was over.